Title: Reese. Kick weight modulate for timeless roller momentum in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes intermediate. Alright, let's build one of those timeless jungle roller bass lines where the track feels like it's leaning forward the whole time. The key idea today is kick weight modulation, not EDM sidechain pumping. Not that obvious whoosh. We're going for a tight little dip and rebound that keeps the low end clean, makes the kick feel heavier, and keeps the Reese rolling without losing attitude. By the end, you'll have a classic Reese, split into a stable sub lane and a gritty mid lane, and you'll have the kick triggering subtle modulation so the groove stays relentless. First, quick setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174. I like 172 for this. Create four tracks, one for your kick, one for your break, one instrument track for Reese bass, and optionally a fourth track for a Reese weight layer if you want to resample later. Then put a spectrum on your master. That's your truth teller for low end. Anytime you're unsure whether it's vide or mud, spectrum will snitch. Now let's build the Reese. I'll use operator because it's classic and light, but wave-eatable works too. On the Reese bass track, drop an operator. Choose an algorithm where the oscillators are just stacked and all outputting, nothing fancy. Set oscillator A to a saw, level up. Oscillator B also to a saw, level up. Now detune oscillator B by about plus 8 to plus 15 cents. That little beating between the saws is the Reese heartbeat. Optional move, add oscillator C as a square, but very quiet, like minus 18 dB. That can give a bit of bite in the mids without turning the whole thing into a buzzsaw. Now filter it. Use operator's filter, low pass 24, put the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz. Start at 400. Add a touch of resonance, like 0.2 to 0.35. If it's too polite, add a tiny bit of drive. Then add movement, but keep it jungle subtle. If you want easy mode, add chorus ensemble after operator. Set it to chorus, rate around 0.2 to 0.5 Hz, amount 10 to 20%, width around 80 to 120. The reminder here is, you're not making trance. If your sub starts feeling like it's wobbling, you've gone too far. Now we set up the two-lane bass concept, because this is where timeless rollers get their power. Lane 1 is the sub or weight, stable, mono, controlled. Lane 2 is the mid-Reese, movement, grit, stereo interest. So on the Reese bass track, add an audino effect rack. Create two chains, call them SUB and MID. On the SUB chain, drop an EQ8 and low pass it at about 120 Hz with a steep slope. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Mono, no debate. If you want it thicker, add saturator with soft clip-on and a small drive, like 2 to 5 dB. On the MID chain, do the opposite. EQ8, high pass at 120 Hz. Then add saturator and push it a bit more, like 3 to 8 dB depending on how rude you want it. If you want old school edge, a tiny touch of redux can do it, but keep it extremely light so you don't fizz out the top and fight your hats. At this point, play a sustained note and watch spectrum. You should see solid, centered low energy below 120, and your width and hair living above that. Now let's program a proper roller pattern. Open a MIDI clip, one bar loop to start. Work in a minor if you want a safe demo zone, and place notes around A1 or A2 depending on the weight you want. Keep the rhythm rolling, but leave space around the snares on 2 and 4. A simple classic rhythm you can try is hits on beat 1, then the E of 1, then the end of 2, then beat 3, then the A of 3, then the and of 4. Make the notes fairly short, like a 16th to an 8th, so it speaks and stays punchy. Now, the main event, kick weight modulation. I'm going to give you 3 approaches. Pick 1. Or, if you're careful, you can stack them lightly. The whole theme is small movements, big results. Approach 1 is envelope follower into a filter dip. This is super old school friendly because it feels like the bass is being shaped by the kick, not just turned down. After your rack, add auto filter on the Reese track. Set it to low pass 24. Put the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 600. Start at 350. Resonance around 0.2 to 0.35. Drive 0 to 3 dB. Now add an envelope follower on the Reese track, but set its input to the kick track, like a sidechain. We want the kick to be the control signal. Set envelope follower attack fast, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release is the groove knob. Start around 90 milliseconds. Here's a really useful timing note. At 172 BPM, a 16th note is about 87 milliseconds. So if your release is roughly in the 55 to 95 millisecond range, your base dip can recover right before the next 16th, and that's where the always moving forward illusion comes from. Too long, and the base feels lazy. Too short, and it can feel clicky or nervous. Now map the envelope follower to the auto filter cutoff, and invert the mapping so, when the kick hits, the cutoff dips slightly downward. Keep it subtle. You're aiming for kick slots in, not base disappears. Approach 2 is sidechain compression, but only on the sub lane. This is a classic roller discipline move. Your Reese character can stay steady while the weight behaves. Go inside your rock on the SUB chain. Add a compressor. Turn on sidechain and choose the kick track as input. Set ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, so you don't murder the base transient completely. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Start at 80. Then bring the threshold down until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. And listen, if you can clearly hear pumping, you're probably overdoing it. Back off the threshold or shorten the release. The goal is that you feel it more than you hear it. Approach 3 is my favorite for weight illusion, duck harmonics instead of volume. The bass stays present, but the kick owns the moment because the bass gets slightly less gritty for a split second. On the MID chain, add saturator if it isn't there already. Soft clip on. Drive somewhere like 4 to 10 dB depending on taste. Add an envelope follower keyed from the kick, and map it to the saturator drive. Invert the mapping so when the kick hits, drive reduces by maybe 1 to 4 dB, with a fast attack, like 0 to 2 ms, and a release around 40 to 90 ms. This is one of those tricks that sounds like how was the kick so heavy, even though you didn't turn the bass down much at all. Now let's do a couple coach moves that save you from low-end chaos. First, decide who owns 45 to 70 HC. That's the heavyweight zone in a lot of jungle. If your kick fundamental sits around 50 to 60 HC, be careful if your base root is A1, which is about 55 HC. That can be a direct collision. You don't have to avoid it, but you do have to organize it. Either pitch the kick slightly, so it lives above or below the base fundamental, or consider shifting your base octave or using a different root moment so the constant overlap isn't crushing your headroom. Second, range limit your modulation. Envelope follower mapping can get wild if you swap kick samples or change kick level. A really clean trick is to put a utility before the envelope follower's detection point and use it as a calibration knob. Set the utility gain so the follower reacts consistently. That keeps your modulation musical instead of random. Third, check mono early. Temporarily, put utility on the master and set width to 0% while you adjust kick and bass interaction. If the low end collapses, that means you are relying on stereo mid-bass for weight instead of actual controlled sub. Fix that now. Not at mixdown panic time. Fourth, do an A/B without the break. Mute the break and listen to just kick and bass. If it still feels like a roller, you nailed the interaction. If it only feels good with the break playing, your low-end relationship isn't doing enough of the momentum work. All right. Let's glue it to the break with a simple arrangement plan, because rollers are about micro variation, not constant automation fireworks. Here's an easy 16-bar map. Bars 1 to 4, straight pattern, no fills. Let the listener lock in. Bars 5 to 8, add one ghost note or a quick octave stab, just once per bar or once every two bars. Bars 9 to 12, open the filter slightly, like 5 to 10%, or add a tiny bit more saturation on the mids. Bars 13 to 16, remove one bass hit right before a snare, creating a little hole, and at the very end add a pitch drop or tail to reset the loop. Use MIDI clip envelopes for this. Automate auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, even utility gain by plus or minus 1 dB. Tiny moves. Restraint is what makes it feel classic. Now for the old school finishing move. Resample and tighten. Freeze and flatten the Reese, or record it into an audio track. Once it's audio, treat it like hardware you committed to. Add a Q8 to clean the lows and tame any boxiness around 200 to 400 if it's building up. Add drum bus for character. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Boom very carefully, like 0 to 10, because you can wreck your sub fast. Crunch to taste, and only use a limiter if you need peak control, not to squash the groove. Before we wrap, quick list of common mistakes to avoid. If it sounds like EDM pumping, you overducked. Reduce the gain reduction. Shorten release or swap to harmonic ducking instead. If your sub is wide, fix it. Anything under about 120 should be mono. If you chorus the entire bass and the lowest octave feels like it's smearing, pull the modulation back or build a separate signed sub from operator that follows the same MIDI and stays steady. If the kick and sub are peaking at the same frequency, Either tune the kick or slightly reposition the bass fundamental zone with EQ or note choice. And if the groove feels like it drags, your release time is probably fighting the tempo or the swing of the break. Nudge it until the bass returns in time for the next step. Here's your practice mission. Make an 8-bar loop with kick and break. Even just kick on 1 and 3 is enough. Build the Reese with the SUB and MID split. Choose one modulation approach, filter dip, sub-only sidechain compression, or drive dip. Then bounce two versions, one with release around 60 milliseconds, one around 120. Compare them. Which one feels relentless, like it's leaning forward? Which one feels lazy? If you want to take it further, try a dual stage movement, one fast dip around 50 to 90 ms, and a second, barely there slower motion around 220 to 380 ms map to something gentle like half a dB of utility gain or a slight EQ tilt. That combo can make the bass feel like it's accelerating across the bar without being obvious. And that's the whole concept. Timeless Roller Reese isn't about dramatic pumping. It's controlled low end, subtle kick-triggered motion, and micro-variation that keeps your loop alive for 16 bars without turning into an EDM arrangement. If you tell me what kind of kick you're using and what key your tune is in, I can suggest where to set your crossover point, where your kick fundamental probably sits, and which modulation target will give you the cleanest, heaviest roller feel.